This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Ibrahim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is putting great emphasis on bringing a technology culture to agriculture. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said, the government is developing digital public infrastructure for agriculture through AgriStack. He noted the creation of Kisan IDs and digital land surveys as transformative steps.
ये टेक्नोलॉजी की सदी है और आज सरकार एग्रीस्टैक के जरिए डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर विकसित कर रही है. इसके तहत अब तक लगभग 9 करोड़ किसानों की किसान आईडी बन चुकी है और लगभग 30 करोड़ भूमि पार्सलों का डिजिटल सर्वे किया गया है. भारत विस्तार जैसे एआई आधारित प्लेटफॉर्म रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूशंस और किसानों के बीच की दूरी कम कर रहे हैं.
The PM said this year's Union Budget gives a strong push to agriculture and rural transformation. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oil seeds. As the conflict in the West Asia entered its seventh day, United States President Donald Trump has ruled out any deal with Iran and called for its unconditional surrender. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said US and its allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better and stronger than ever before. On the other hand, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said, Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending nations' dignity and sovereignty. The government has directed the Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, to immediately suspend the reporting of television rating points for news TV channels for 4 weeks. According to the directive, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said that some TV news channels are displaying unwarranted sensationalism and speculative content amid the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict. The directive said the suspension would remain in force for 4 weeks or until further directions, whichever is earlier. Indian Railways has undertaken electrification of its network in mission mode over the last decade, significantly reducing its dependence on imported diesel. As a result, 99.4% of the broad gauge railway network has now been electrified, marking one of the largest infrastructure transitions in the world. The final result of Civil Services Examination, CSE 2025, has been declared. The Union Public Service Commission said that Anuj Agnihotri has secured first position, Rajeshwari Suve and Akansh Dhul stood at the second and third rank respectively. PM Modi has congratulated to all those who have successfully cleared the Civil Services Examination 2025. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that self-reliance is the only way to stay relevant and ready in the present era of uncertainty. Mr. Singh said this after inaugurating Sagar Sankalp, reclaiming India's maritime glory, a defence and maritime dialogue in Kolkata, West Bengal. The minister reaffirmed the government's resolve of attaining self-reliance in every field.
I'm happy to state that India's defense sector has been moving ahead rapidly on the path of self-reliance. If you look at the numbers in the last financial year, our domestic defense production crossed approximately 1,50,000 crore rupees. At the same time, our defense exports also surpassed the record mark of 24,000 crore rupees.
Export bhi 24,000 crore ke record aankde ko paar kar chuka hai.
Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the Constitution becomes supreme when justice is impartial, speaking after inaugurating the 7th International and 46th Indian Criminology Conference at Dr. D.Y. Patil Law College in Nerul. The minister said 5 digital portals under the new criminal laws have helped speed up legal processes. In the All England Open Badminton Championships in Birmingham, Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles semi-finals, defeating China's Li Shifeng in the quarter-finals. The world number 12 Indian will next face the winner of the quarterfinal between Canada's Victor Lai and Japan's Koki Watanabe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.